A bill that would make big changes in how the federal government pays to fight wildfire passed the U.S. House of Representatives today. Currently, if firefighting costs exceed budget, as they have done often in recent years, federal agencies have to borrow from fire prevention programs. Under the new Republican-backed legislation, the government could treat fire more like a hurricane or tornado and apply for emergency funds through FEMA. This kind of fix has broad support, but the bill also contains more controversial provisions that would change the rules for how forests are treated after a wildfire. Republican Congressman Greg Walden says those changes are crucial.
And we see these catastrophic fires every year, devouring our budgets, devouring our forests, devouring our communities. You know, these are devastating all the way around. We'll always have them, but if we can get the forest back in shape, they won't be as destructive.
The bill would make it easier to push salvage logging projects through. It would also make it more difficult to use the court system to challenge timber sales and forest policies. These strategies could be sticking points for the legislation in the Senate. Oregon Democrats Pete DeFazio and Kurt Schrader voted for the bill. Washington's Republican representatives also supported the legislation.